Upheaval, Breaking Point, Chapter 41, The Last Straw. For Breezewing and Galehart, patrolling the inner halls of the royal palace had always been an onerous task. While it was true it was an honor to guard the home of Equestria's princesses, patrolling the palace where the public didn't go seemed trivial. For hundreds of years, there hasn't been a single case of trespassing, robbery, or anything that would require the attention of guards in the palace. Appearances were also pointless if no pony even came to these parts of the palace.
"What's with the sweating?" Galehart asked his partner. "This boring route making you tense?"
"No," Breezewing replied. "I accidentally passed too close to one of those flaming things on our way here. You saw it."
"I was too busy covering my ears," Galehart said. "The last time I checked up on him, Bronzemane was still complaining of headaches after he heard those things."
"Still don't see why Princess Celestia needs a bunch of flaming creatures, or why they're sticking to Princess Luna like glue."
"I'm more worried about Princess Celestia herself. I heard Captain Brightshield saying that she's been real skittish these past 2 days.
The two of them rounded a corner when Breezewing stopped. A dark shape darted at the end of the corridor out of the corner of his eye.
"Hey!" he called out. "Did you see that?"
"See what? I didn't see..."
Galehart was about to say something when something struck him in the head, flinging him back for a few feet. Worriedly, Breezewing ran over to help him up, only to discover his partner's head pierced by a shaft of wood. Galehart's eyes stared out vacantly as Breezewing backed up.
"What's going on?"
Breezewing cried out. He looked around to find dark garbed ponies all around him. Realizing that he was surrounded and caught by surprise, he could only cry out as a final attempt to warn the others before the ponies closed in. As the day came to an end for the Heartland, Luna concentrated on one of the few things she was still allowed to do in Equestria. Ever since she returned from the Barrier Lands, she had been slowly stewing in her own frustration in the palace. Celestia was almost impossible to talk to, either avoiding her or refusing to say anything. It had been worse for the past 2 days. Something had happened that had Celestia incredibly distracted and worried. Luna guessed that the barrier had been breached or it had something to do with Tirado. None of the guards were allowed to say anything about it to her, as if she was some treacherous mare who would relay any information she got to her brother. More and more she felt like a prisoner in the Heartland. To fulfill her promise to Applejack, she had to resort to sending letters to the family of each of the bearers of the Elements of Harmony. A personal visit or asking them to come to the palace would have had them faced with the Equi Ignei. For now, Luna focused her magic and willed the very moon to begin its steady rise. It was a delicate and important task, one that she felt she had taken for granted over 1,000 years ago. Raising the moon required not just a great deal of raw magic, but patience and a sense of timing carefully coinciding with the sun's setting and gently making the transition required. A long drawn-out scream from outside her personal chambers nearly ruined her preparations. Luna winced and redoubled her efforts. Ever since ponies from the royal guard began to move back into the palace and resume their duties, screaming across the halls had become an occasional annoyance. Some guard would make the mistake of wondering if it was all right to touch the Equi Ignei or to stand around when the beings spoke to one another. Despite admonitions from the Pegasus guard Captain Brightshield, incidents still occurred. The moon was properly in place when Luna heard a second cry. Now, that was strange. Two in quick succession? Surely the guards weren't that foolish. She stepped out of her chambers and looked around. The Equi Ignei guarding her door remained perfectly still.
"What is going on out here?" she asked.
One of her guards, jailkeepers as Luna saw them, responded in its language. She was thankful that there was no mortal guards around.
"Intruders? Who would dare to enter the castle at these times?" The Equi Igne didn't speak again, but the lack of reaction alone told Luna something already. The intruders were mortal, which was why they weren't rushing about already. While she pitied the poor ponies who accidentally heard the Equi Igne speak, Celestia's precautions were forbidden from attacking or even interacting with mortals. Any form of willful assault they make against one would send them back to the Eternal Herd. She decided to see what had happened for herself. As she strode through the hall, the two Equi Igne followed her like clockwork. They maintained perfect formation and remained exactly 10 steps behind her. It didn't matter if she decided back up abruptly or stop, there was no shaking them out of place. A nearby explosion that reverberated across the halls spurred Luna from a curious walk to an urgent gallop. The palace was indeed under attack. From the sound of things, there were intruders within the Chamber of Harmony itself. The next turn should bring her to the main hallway leading to it. As she turned the corner, her hoofs slid across something thick and slippery covering the marble floor. She skidded several feet forward before righting herself, glad to keep some form of dignity despite what had just happened. She turned to look at the Equi Igne irritably. They were still exactly 10 steps behind her. She then looked at what exactly she had slipped at. The palace's maids were still adjusting to the presence of enormous pony-shaped flames walking the halls, but that was no excuse to leave puddles of slick liquid around. Her indignation turned into horror, however, when she noticed what she had slipped on. She left behind her a red trail, having slipped on a puddle of blood. The limp bodies of a couple of royal guards were crumpled by the darkened corner of the hall. What happened here? Despite her revulsion, Luna walked over to inspect the dead guards. Both of them had taken a crossbow bolt to the neck. She had seen these bolts before. They were the same ones used by the Legion. Big brother, when I said you had to act soon, I didn't mean this. She looked ahead and almost gagged at the sight. Strewn across the hall were more dead guards, each one dispatched with a bolt to the neck or head. One of them had a large gash across the neck. She shook her head in sadness and disbelief. Celestia's royal guards were brave and strong, each one hoof-picked from hundreds of candidates. They were well-trained and well-equipped. Each one was motivated to serve Equestria as best he could. But Tirado's legionnaires were battle-hardened warriors, exposed at a very young age to a world of violence, with years of experience fighting the monsters that threatened Equestria. Even during times of respite, they were pitted against each other, always honing their fighting skills. The difference was far too great. The double doors that led to the Chamber of Harmony were wide open when Luna approached them. Inside the chamber stood her elder sister. Celestia was visibly shaking. Her horn was still glowing and her face was a mixture of rage and disbelief. "Big sister," Luna said. She took a step into the chamber. "Stay where you are, Luna," Celestia said the moment Luna took that step. The chamber was empty and the doors that led to the Elements of Harmony were closed. Luna noticed the smudges of gray scattered throughout the floor. She realized that it was ash. The floor was covered with fine ash, as were the stained glass designs all around the chamber. At one part of the chamber were the charred, but still whole, remains of a pony. "Big sister, what have you done?" Celestia looked at Luna, guilt spreading across her face. "They forced my hoof, Luna," she said. "They stormed into the palace to steal the Elements of Harmony, and they slaughtered every guard that got in their way. You should have seen them. Even when I faced them, they uttered no sound and moved with no hesitation." Luna looked at her hoofs and realized that they had already been smudged with ash. The remains of a dead pony were clinging to her silver shoes. She looked to Celestia, whose normally pristine white coat was covered with a fine layer of gray. "You burnt them, big sister," she said. "There's nothing left of these ponies but ash." "They were not ponies," Celestia replied, her voice dropping low. "I don't know what they are. I tried to stop murderous, unfeeling creatures that wore the faces of ponies from stealing the Elements of Harmony. These are... These are what Torado has let his legionnaires become.
Celestia's answer struck Luna like a physical blow. She gasped at her sister for a moment before saying anything.
We are not even sure if these ponies were working for him, she protested. Who else has the power to send so many through the barrier? Who else can scramble my spells so that I couldn't tell where in the Heartless they were sent? I've been trying to tell you all this time. It's not our brother. Black Rose...
One look at Celestia's face stopped Luna. Her elder sister looked at her so suspiciously that she realized that there was no point in explaining anything.
Then why won't he answer my summons? Celestia asked. Why won't he return Twilight Sparkle and her friends to my realm?
Luna held herself tall and looked her sister in the eye as she replied.
If I answered your questions, big sister, are you going to believe me? There's only one question I would like you to answer to my face, Luna. I am going to confront Torado about his actions. If the worst comes to pass, will you side by me or him?
Luna's eyes widened.
Side by... Have you gone mad? I was foolish enough to break the sacred rule between our siblings, big sister. Surely you won't follow in my hoofsteps. I have rebelled twice against the king and queen's edicts, Luna.
Celestia replied with some resignation in her tone.
For the sake of my little ponies, I will not hesitate to do so a third time.
It was Luna's turn to start shaking.
You fool, she said quietly. You stubborn fool. All you had to do was to visit our brother once, and you could have seen for yourself what sort of ponies served with him to protect Equestria. You could have seen how he ran the Legion and how faithful he has been to the laws you laid down. You had more than 1,000 years to spare a day to see him, and you didn't. It must be so easy for Black Rose to have you dancing to her tune. That's enough, Luna. You're right for once, big sister. This is enough. You asked me if I would side with you against Torado. My answer is no. I will not help you to start the Sixth Rebellion. Then it is just like Sungazer said, the two of you have turned against me.
Sungazer. Luna remembered the pony who had spread the lies about her and her brother. He must surely be an agent of Black Rose. If she could capture him and bring him to Torado, she began to back away. Celestia stepped forward and looked to the Equi Ignis still standing behind her. The pony-shaped flames surrounded Luna menacingly, their wings outstretched. When she tried a teleportation spell, she found it blocked.
Dimensional lock, she thought.
It had likely been put throughout the palace the moment she arrived. She had underestimated her sister's growing paranoia. She had thought that there was still a chance to allay it, but she was wrong. If things were to continue, she would be trapped here, unable to do anything while her two elder siblings clashed. Left with no choice, Luna threw up a defensive spell, then flapped her wings hard. She flew right through the Equi Igne, blocking her path to the Chamber of Harmony's exit before any pony could react. Her shield broke almost immediately as she burst through the being's fiery body. Searing pain, the blaze of otherworldly fire washed over her from head to tail. She nearly fainted and slammed into a wall, but she managed to stay conscious and turn at the last moment. The Equi Igne she burst through had temporarily discorporated and was still reforming as she made a dash for it.
Stop her!
She heard her sister cry out. There was little time for Luna to think extensively. The dimensional lock spell that extended to who knows how far would prevent any pony from using teleportation spells, leaving Celestia and the Equi Igne as magically grounded as she was, so it all came down to flight speed. She beat her wings fiercely, making her way to Sungazer's quarters. She hoped to capture the pony, then escape to the barrier lands to find out more from him. To her horrified surprise, the doors to Sungazer's room were open and the guards stationed by them were dead. All she could do was fly by swiftly. She saw the bloodstains on the bed and expected the worst. The pony intruders had made a stop here. How long had they been in the Heartland, and what sort of activities had Black Rose made them do? A furious, otherworldly neigh from behind Luna told her that the Equi Igne were catching up.
Spotting a large nearby window, she sent a blast of force that shattered the glass and flew out to the night sky as fast as she could. The cool night breeze felt soothing against her burns. The only thing she could hope to do now was fly out of the dimensional lock's range, then teleport to the barrier lands. That was going to be very difficult. She was slowing down despite her best efforts. The royal palace was a good distance behind her already when she looked back, but Celestia and Sir Iqbal Igne were coming even closer.
"Luna!"
Celestia called out. The genuine concern in her tone only served to hurt Luna more.
"You're hurt. Cease this running for both our sakes."
Realizing that trying to reply would only take from her fleeting strength, Luna kept on flying. Her horn was aglow with constant effort for a teleportation spell, searching for the edges of Celestia's dimensional lock. The range of her sister's abjuration magic was incredible. She was flying towards the edges of Canterlot already, with the palace far behind her, but the lock was still there, a testament to Celestia's magical might. A sudden spark of blackness just ahead of her caused her to instinctively stop. It was as if shadows were gathering, forming the shape of a pony.
"Need help, dear sister?"
she heard the shape speak in a soft, silky tone.
"Who are you?"
Luna asked. The shadow form materialized into a beautiful unicorn mare with a long, flowing mane of crimson spilling from her head and neck that billowed in her... She had a coat of lustrous black that could match the night sky itself. A pair of Pegasi wearing the Legion's barding also appeared right next to her.
"No,"
Luna thought. This unicorn had wings. An alicorn like her? That was impossible. She would know if some pony from the Eternal Herd made their way into this world. She concentrated on the pony. The wings seemed so real, but she still noticed the faint aura of magic. This only added to her confusion. The wings were partially magical constructs and partially real. Here was a unicorn on the verge of transforming into one of her kind.
"I trusted her too much and allowed her access to knowledge she shouldn't have."
Her brother's words struck Luna.
"Big brother, you didn't."
She clenched her teeth. Her brother was a foal as well. All he needed to do was speak out and confront Celestia. Instead, he had resorted to something like this. Things were worse than she had imagined. It was likely now that it wasn't the 6th rebellion she had to stop, but the 7th.
"My apologies," the unicorn said. "We haven't been introduced yet. My name is Black Rose, and I am here to help you."
Before Luna could reply, Black Rose's horn became surrounded by a swirling aura of blackness. A wave of shadows, like a thick bank of smoke, materialized before her, billowing towards Celestia and the approaching Aquae Igne. The smoke engulfed them completely as they flew into it.
"This is the end of her dimensional lock," Black Rose said with a smile. "Please use my distraction to escape and return to my beloved."
Luna hesitated. She did need help. She was rapidly tiring and about to pass out. But this was Black Rose. This was her brother's former student, the rebel who wanted her elder sister dead. How else could she interpret this aid other than one more step in Black Rose's dark plans?
"What are you planning?" she asked weakly.
Even talking took much from her.
"I plan on helping you,"
Black Rose answered softly.
"Then I plan on helping all of Equestria, even Princess Celestia. Please escape, Princess Luna. I don't want you to get hurt any further."
The sheer sincerity of Black Rose's tone frightened Luna. Could there be such a pony who could lie so well that even she felt convinced? Or was it possible that Black Rose really was acting on behalf of Equestria? Which was worse? That was not even counting the power that Black Rose had at her command. It was no small feat to penetrate Celestia's barrier, and Black Rose managed to do so for herself and several other ponies.
I understand that you may not have enough strength to make such a long teleportation, Black Rose said. Let me take care of the rest then.
Wait!
Luna cried out. She realized that she was surrounded by Black Rose's swirling black magic. She could feel the teleportation spell taking hold. She tried desperately to break the spell, but the pain of her injuries slowed her casting. In a blink, she was gone from the Heartland. When darkness surrounded Celestia, it took her but a few seconds to break the spell with a burst of dazzling white light. Against her magic, the darkness dissipated like morning fog, revealing her attacker.
"Who are you and what have you done with Luna?"
she demanded. To see this unicorn was unnerving. It almost felt as if she was in the presence of a fellow alicorn. That wasn't. What had her brother been up to? Had he been trying to change model ponies into alicorns? They were forbidden to alter the model pony's fate like this.
It's a shame that the elements of harmony could not be taken by stealth, the unicorn said. But we have rescued Princess Luna, and that traitor Sungazer has been punished. Enjoy the last gasps of your reign, Celestia. My prince will take his rightful place soon enough.
Your prince? Rightful place? Celestia's eyes narrowed.
So you are more of Tirado's agents. Can't he face me himself? Why does he send his subjects to murder my ponies and steal from me in the dark?
You will get your wish soon enough, Your Highness, the unicorn replied. Since we cannot take the elements of harmony in secret, the Legion will have to burn its way to Canterlot and take them by force. Farewell until then.
Celestia's eyes widened. Her worst fears had come to pass at last. Tirado, the same Tirado who proudly called himself her most loyal defender, was attacking her. Luna, for all her remorse over becoming Nightmare Moon, had turned against her once more. She had precious little time to prepare against an invasion of these unfeeling monsters that her brother had made an army out of. She had to go on an offense. If Tirado shattered her barrier and the Legion entered the Heartland, war would consume all of Equestria. Her only option was to reinforce the barrier, then meet Tirado with the Equi Igne by her side. Perhaps she could defeat him and drive him away. The sight of their prince on the retreat could very well demoralize the Legion. She looked to the north and steeled herself. During that moment of distraction, Celestia felt another spell being cast. She turned her gaze back towards the unicorn, only to find herself flying alone with the Equi Igne. At the end of Black Rose's teleportation spell, Luna found herself crashing in the middle of a stone chamber.
Luna!
She heard her brother cry out. So she had made it to the barrier lands after all. She crashed on the floor, the jarring impact hurting her even more. She had to tell him. Black Rose and her agents were in Celestia's realm. The Heartland was under attack.
Big brother, the Heartland is... the Heartland...
Luna's vision blurred, then failed completely.